Every week, we turn to our friends at America's Test Kitchen for advice on simplifying our life in the kitchen. This week, our managing producer, Sally Swift, checks in with Bridget Lancaster, host of America's Test Kitchen.
Hey, Bridget, great to have you back.
Thanks, Sally. Good to be back.
So I was digging through the magazine the other day and saw this recipe for grilled lamb stuffed pita, which is a street food from Lebanon, I guess, and it has me bewitched. Do you know what recipe I'm talking about?
I do. Actually, I'm really familiar with that. Every year when we film TV, there's always a recipe that I get to make again, and sometimes it sticks with me, and I think I've made this at least a half a dozen times since we stopped filming. So, yes, I know it really well. So does my family.
So I'm going to have you describe it. But what essentially happens is you're cooking ground lamb inside a pita bread on a grill, correct?
That's right. Yeah.
All right. So break it down for us.
So the idea is that you take a pita bread and you slice a little pocket in it and you stuff it full of ground lamb and spices, things like cumin and cinnamon, some parsley and onion, and you grill it. And so the juices from the lamb start to be absorbed by the pita. And of course, that makes it nice and crisp and succulent and juicy. So we found this recipe in a few Lebanese cookbooks. Also, it's pretty popular in Syria and other parts of the Middle East. It's street food, and it's so easy to make. But of course, what we do in the test kitchen is we try to make things foolproof. So that's what we wanted to do.
So one of the things you do that I thought was ingenious is that you actually take a piece of pita, and then you take a scissors, and you cut the edges to turn it into essentially two thin pieces of pita, which is almost, to my mind, like tortillas.
Exactly. Well, you know, people that can't see what we're talking about right now, mm-hmm. kind of picture a quesadilla. That's what I tell people to picture. You've got these two thin pieces of bread. In this case, it's a halved pita with all the fillings stuffed in between, and it's cooked with that raw meat and everything else right in between. So you're right. That was the most foolproof way to get the pitas to split evenly. And also when we just cut a little slit in one side, we couldn't get a lot of filling in. And, you know, in the test kitchen, we like lamb. We like a lot of lamb. So we wanted to pack mm-hmm. as much in there as we possibly could.
Okay. And then you take this sandwich that you basically spread with raw lamb and spices in it. And mm-hmm. then you take it to the grill. So tell me how you grill this sandwich.
Well, so a lot of the recipes that we found just called for grill the sandwich. There weren't any specifics.
So, not a lot of detail.
Exactly. And when you think about street food especially, you know, they're just throwing food on top of an open grill. And you don't really pay attention to the heat of the grill, but basically you cook it until the filling is cooked through. But we found that a medium-high grill was perfect because it really toasted the bread. Anything lower than that, it dried out the bread before it got toasted. And the key was starting the grill with the lid down. So you put the sandwiches on a medium-high fire, on charcoal or gas, and you put the lid down. It's about 7 to 10 minutes on each side, and then you've got an amazing sandwich.
And you are doing this over direct heat or indirect heat?
Over direct heat, yeah. For gas grill, you would just turn all your burners to medium-high, just put it right on there. And what's great about that is you can do a dozen at a time if you have a big grill. You can actually make these, assemble these ahead of time. If you have a party, you can just keep throwing them on the grill. And as they come off, they're super crisp. You got a little bit of that lamb juice just kind of eking out the sides. And serve it with a little bit of yogurt and sauce. And people love it.
So it's just such a crazy idea because you're really kind of doing like a grilled cheese sandwich-ish almost thing on the grill.
Right.
With that beautiful lamb dripping through. And tell me, what do you serve these sandwiches with?
So there's a very easy sauce to make. And we start with Greek yogurt because it's nice and thick. So it's not, you know, too runny and just going to fall off the sandwiches as you dip it in there. But it's just, it's so easy. It's Greek yogurt, some herbs, a little bit of fresh mint. It's got a little bit of lemon juice for brightness, tahini. Little olive oil. You just mix everything together. I make that the day before so the flavors can really start to develop. Just keep it in the fridge. If it lasts as long as the day that you're making the pitas, then it's great to serve with it.
So, and have you ever tried to make this on the stovetop without a grill?
Yeah, sure have. I make it in a nonstick skillet. Unfortunately, it's just one at a time when you do it that way. But it's a great way to make them inside. You don't have to heat up the whole grill.
There you go. Hey, Bridget, thank you.
You bet.
Bridget Lancaster is host of America's Test Kitchen. Sally Swift is our managing producer. Head to the website to find that recipe for grilled lamb stuffed pita. It lives at splendidtable.org.